Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have been talking to Luann Ludwig. She's the author of A Journey Within, a fable for today. And we're going to talk about some of the limiting beliefs that cause us to put blocks in our spiritual path. Are they kind of the same for everyone, or did you come up against some as a child or even in your spiritual struggles as an adult that could be illuminated?
Absolutely. You know, everyone has their own special limiting beliefs. They're all individual to each of us, although many of us share limiting beliefs. We don't necessarily have the exact same package as the person standing next to us. But for instance, you know, a common one, I'm not good enough, gotta do it better, gotta do it faster, gotta do it perfect. That was a progression that I carried from childhood. And then when I looked at briefly at where that came from and said, like I said earlier, that was then, this is now. I was a child then. I needed that. Now I need to reframe this in another form and realize I am perfect in my imperfection. You know, I don't have to always do it exactly right, because in my imperfection, I'm much more beautiful. When I'm trying to be perfect all the time, I'm not my true self. So things like that, you know, that's really freeing for people to finally realize and then breathe through that and allow the powerful love energy of the universe to fill you back in with love, to recreate a feeling of love and wholeness in that space that was left, the hole that was left when you pulled out that limiting belief and flipped it out into the universe.
So is that main belief that we are separate that causes so much struggle, so much pain?
Well, the idea of separation, well, not the idea, but, you know, the whole era of the lifetime on this planet right now, the past eons of generations, have been dealing with the whole idea of separation, the whole concept of separation from the divine, and now we're walking into a new time where that is fading and fading and fading, and the separation is going to be a thing of the past, where we will all be much more connected to the divine. I mean, for goodness sakes, you can see it all over. It's coming towards us. So many more people are open to the divine.
Right. So in your book, A Journey Within, Luann, do you suggest that people just read it through, get the overall kind of story, and then go back and just work at it chapter by chapter, little bit by little bit, and really indulge in each chapter until you've got it?
I've had several people tell me, my idea on it is to read it all the way through to glean the overall picture of it and the nuances, but then to dip back wherever suits you, whatever you resonate to work on but allow given processes to absorb into you more fully. And I've had people say that they've read it through, like they read it through to the end, and then they sit it down, and then they pick it right back up the next day and read it through again. So it's a very short and simple read, as I said earlier, for a reason.
Okay. You mentioned Siegels before. When you were young, did you read Jonathan Living Siegel?
I love that story. But seriously, the
no
Siegels,
connection?
Isn't that interesting that ties into that, too? I never thought of that connection. How great. But for me, the Siegels in real life were ants. We had ant infestation. Our home was built originally in the 50s and sits on an area that was a major orange grove in our city. So ants were just, you know, this was their home first kind of thing. So ant infestation in our house, and I didn't want to use poisons or any of that. So, you know, I was going through trying to use metaphysical ideas to clear us of ants, and my poor husband didn't even know what I was doing and had to put up with the lunacy of that. And, I'm not kidding. It was ridiculous. Now, of course, he knows it all. But back then, he did not know what was happening, and he must have thought his wife was off the deep end.
So, Luann, there was large changes throughout your whole family structure as you grew on this spiritual path.
I missed what you just said.
I say, as you grew on this spiritual path, there must have been large changes in your whole family dynamics, in the way that when your life changes, everybody around you changes a little bit.
That's exactly what happens, and that's why initially I got afraid that they would all drop away from me if I went in that direction. But lo and behold, once I turned it over to the universe and allowed things to unfold in divine timing instead of my own, things started to change remarkably, and it's like night and day, night and day.
And you've written a little sheet on just a calming down and feeling joyful, 3 steps to true inner peace. Can you share those with us?
Well, I think that one, if I can remember correctly, that one begins with gratefulness, how important it is to instill gratefulness in your, just everywhere, throughout your being, everywhere you look, but that you can say a gratefulness rant when you first wake up in the morning before your mind starts going through the minutiae of your day and bombarding you. And that helps to set your day in a beautiful manner, and then also throughout the day. And then as you go to sleep, again, what was I grateful for in this day? And then intention setting is the next one that has been morphed in my mind to more actually saying that I'm going to put focus on the ideas that I want to create larger in my life. For instance, if I'm in a bit of a rush and I'm heading to a meeting, instead of thinking about what a rush I'm in and, oh my gosh, I hope there's no traffic and blah, blah, as I'm leaving, I'll set the intention or the focus to have my ride be smooth and easy and succinct, and that I would arrive in, a wonderful frame of mind to be open and inviting to all that can be the most beneficial to all concerned, things like that. And so that's what I mean by intention setting. I actually do something just like that when I wake up in the morning after I do my gratefulness rant. I'll do that to set a pace for the day, and then throughout the day I continue to kind of pave my way by consciously intending the simplicity and peacefulness of it.
So is this an external gratefulness rant as you go through the house? I can just picture it.
Oh, how cute. I actually lay in bed and do it. But yeah, I do kind of picture various things. I'm always grateful for my husband and various things that, are going on with us. And then I'm grateful for our dog and so on and so forth. Yeah, my secure, warm and cozy home and things like that,
Wonderful. And is there a place there to expose our inner fears in this process as well?
Absolutely. I wasn't even aware until I read a book by Michael Singer called The Untethered Soul that really brought it into my awareness, along with my guides were showing me at the same time. The voices in our head, many people call that the monkey mind, where you have already made, let's for instance, say you've already made a good discerning decision on something, and then all of a sudden the little voices in your head start yakking at you, telling you, what's wrong with that and, what you're doing wrong or how, you need to be doing this. What about this and what about that? And just throwing all kinds of monkey wrenches into it. And so those are your fears and your concerns. So as you look at that and face them directly, they absolutely fade. It's very interesting. You should all absolutely try that. It is fascinating how that works.
Fascinating. Luann Ludwig, A Journey Within. Tell us, do you have a web page? How can we find your information? I know you've got some stuff about dreams too. We don't have time to delve into that, but you've got some fascinating information. Where are we going to find it?
That is on my website, which is luannledwig.com, LuannLudwig. And there's blog, you know, my blogs. I have lots of information throughout the entire website that's very interesting for people to visit and revisit.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your work with us today and for being the author of A Journey Within. Fascinating fable. It's great to pick up. Can you pick it up on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, and there are links to that on my website to make it easy. And it's also through Barnes & Noble and, you know, many other avenues as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on our Health First radio show today, Luann. I wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Really appreciate it.
Okay. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart, our producer, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and a happy day.